This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The June USDA supply-demand reports. USDA delivered some no-worries-all-work-out-fine reports as expected. They incrementally increased corn demand. They left feed usage unchanged but boosted both the ethanol crush and corn exports, each by 75 million bushel, which reduced the corn carryover by 150 million in total to 1.107 billion. Realistically, they could have doubled the increase in the ethanol use category and tripled the increase in corn exports, which would have resulted in the sub 1 billion bushel carryover that I've been forecasting. Maybe next time. My anger is that this is where they could have been on demand a couple of reports ago. The lag depresses prices, which I believe is their intent. Somehow more cattle, hogs, and chickens on feed are not going to consume more corn, according to USDA. To the extent possible, they will instead eat wheat, sorghum, barley, and distillers grain. The largest discrepancy between the June report and reality is their estimate of the Brazilian corn crop at 98.6 million metric ton. CONAB, which reduced their estimate to 96.4 million metric ton today, is also incrementally reducing their production estimate. Informa put the crop at 88 million metric ton. The difference is 418 million bushels of corn that Brazil will not have available for export. There's nowhere else for world demand to go to get much of that other than the United States. Brazilian farmers and exporters likely have more committed than they can deliver. Brazil may have to import corn before their new crop this winter. This will end up shrinking our corn carryover some more. The USDA carried in 150 million bushel less corn into their 2021-22 balance sheet, so that with their 179.5 bushel per acre yield, this would produce a 1.357 billion bushel carryover. I do not see a trend line yield like that in the current weather setup. Without it, the 2021-22 corn carryover doesn't get bigger, it gets smaller. As I have noted, we need above normal precip in order to get our corn crop enough water to pollinate here in northwest Iowa this year. Our weather and climate advisors say that is not in the cards. I do not think that the bearish naysayers actually understand how much risk that there is in this crop. In 48 years, I've never worried about my crop getting through pollination until this year. Crops that look great yet this week are going to run out of gas without soaking rains very soon, just like they did last year, except that there'll be no corn if they can't get pollinated first. There is a potential crop disaster shaping up here in the northern corn belt and western corn belt, just like occurred in Brazil. Corn market bears expect a couple of million acre increase in corn planted acres, but it is soybeans being replanted that is finding a shortage of seed. This drought will cause some acreage abandonment, as fewer acres will be harvested for grain if the forecast unfolds as given. A thunderstorm will not end this drought. USDA incrementally tweaked world-ending stocks, garbage in, garbage out. USDA left soybean exports unchanged to reduce the crush by 15 million bushel, which resulted in a small increase in 135 million bushel carryover projection. I will believe that when I see it. They carried the 15 million bushel through to the 2021-22 soybean carryover with no other changes for 155 million bushel carryover. Every bushel short of the 50.8 bushel per acre yield forecast is 86.7 million bushel. That means having a carryover at all comes as close as 2 bushel per acre difference in yield. Soybeans are harder to kill than corn. They can hang on and wait longer for rain. The added acres were expected to come from the Dakotas, which to this point have seen the most drought stress. Bear spreads worked in soybeans, reflecting USDA numbers and weather risk. I still think that crushers are going to run out of old crop before the next harvest. Farmers do not own the old crop soybeans. USDA added 1 million metric ton to Brazil's soybean crop at 137 million metric tons, giving the bears something more in Thursday's reports. USDA boosted overall wheat production by 26 million bushel to 1.898 billion bushel. They boosted wheat exports by 20 million bushel this year and 10 million next year. They left feed usage unchanged this year, but boosted it 10 million next year. Right now, winter wheat is cheap corn. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.